Well, good morning. It's Open Championship week, and there's not much better to get the juices flowing from a golf fan's point of view, and maybe those of you that like having a bet in terms of major championship golf than the Open Championship this week at Carnoustie. One of the great layouts on the Open Championship rota. There's no doubt about that. It's going to play very different this week than that which it plays normally at an Open Championship, and certainly different from the way it plays during the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship in October. But having had the good fortune to caddy here back in 1975, admittedly, more than 40 years ago, this is a golf course that I really and truly love. So I'm looking forward to this week. We'll be having a look at the Open Championship from a betting angle, and we'll also take a look at the Barbasol Championship on the PGA Tour, which is the alternate event for those players that haven't been able to get into the Open Championship and those wishing to play an event this week on the PGA Tour. They're in Kentucky for the Barbasol Championship. But probably rightly, we should start with the Open Championship. Majors are an interesting thing, aren't they, really? Because in some ways, they reduce the amount of possibilities because of the significance of the event and what a victory means to a player. But when you look at some of the Open champions over the years, the likes of, I suppose, Paul Laurie in 1999 has won. Ben Curtis at Royal St George's in 2003. What a performance there for him to win an Open Championship. And the following year, Todd Hamilton in 2004 at Royal Troon. Those three players were certainly well and truly outside of the favourites. But I think this week we've got to try and nail it down somehow. No disclosed form on this golf course, admittedly. Well, recent form at least, because the last time they played an Open Championship here under summer conditions was back in 2007. So it's been quite a while since any player's form at Carnoustie under summer conditions could be assessed, and it's probably totally irrelevant. And we really have to look at those players that play the style of golf course as well and are in good form as the potential chances to take out the title this week. I think I'm going to start with Brooks Koepka, who's around about $19. We know that he's playing beautifully at present. He did win the US Open in magnificent style at Shinnecock Hills and does play this event well. He finished sixth last year. Most of his early professional skills were honed in Europe on golf courses that were away from the PGA, typical PGA Tour style of golf course. So this golf course is not going to faze him, despite the fact that it's a very firm, fast, fiery golf course. And I think in many ways, Brooks Koepka probably deserves to be one of the favourites, if indeed not the favourite this week, given the form that he's in. And as I mentioned, given the fact that he does play this style of golf course well. He's improved at each of his four starts of the Open Championship to that best of finish of sixth last year. His most recent form includes not only the win at the US Open, but he also finished runner-up at Fort Worth just prior to that. So look, his form's great. Brooks Koepka has to be considered, I think, one of, if not the favourites for the event. Alex Noren, $23 or thereabouts on many of the betting agencies, was sixth last year in this event. He tied for sixth with Brooks Koepka. He did win in France just a few weeks ago. You get the feeling that Alex Noren, the Swedish golfer, is slowly but surely building towards a first major championship title. He's a big event player. He's been inside the top 10 in the world. He's pretty close to the top 10 again. He's certainly a player that has to be considered, I think. Ricky Fowler's at around about $17. Certainly plays links layouts well. He did win in Scotland at the Scottish Open previously on a links layout. He's been second in this event previously. He's playing very well of late. Had a pretty good warm-up last week in Scotland. And I think he really does stand out as a potential chance to win his very first major championship. And it would be deserving because there's been a lot of very good finishes in major championships for Ricky Fowler. And I think has to be one of the more serious considerations. Jon Rahm, the Spanish star, has had three top five finishes in his last four starts this season, including a fifth place finish at the Irish Open a couple of weeks ago. He did win the Irish Open last year, so this style of golf course is certainly not foreign to him. He's had two starts in this event and made the cut in both, but he's clearly a lot better player now than he was there, more experienced, and I think at $21 is again another one of the players we need to consider. We can't leave out Dustin Johnson. He is after all, the world number one, and he's certainly playing well enough now. He's had a good record in this event despite not winning. His best was when runner-up to Darren Clark in 2011. But he's certainly, obviously, it goes without saying that he's a much better player now, and his most recent form tells of a man that's really very much on top of this game. He appears a very good chance. He's at $14. And the other player that I'll be keeping an eye on this week will be Mark Leishman. There are eight Australians in the field, headed by Jason Day in terms of world ranking. But I think Mark Leishman really deserves some consideration this week. He's gone close in a number of majors. He was runner-up here after a playoff back in 2015. His form's been a little bit inconsistent of late, but he's developed into a big event player, Mark Leishman. He's got that unflappable style about him. His demeanor is very much unflappable. He has finished inside the top six in this event in three of his last four starts. So this type of golf really suits Mark Leishman. He had weekend rounds last year at Royal Birkdale of 66 and 65. So he's got very good memories of the Open Championship, no doubt, and I think he is a genuine chance to, like a couple of the others that I've mentioned, win his first major championship. Jason Day is also obviously one of those that perhaps needs some consideration. He's yet to miss a cut in seven attempts at the Open Championship, but he has had only one top 10. That came in 2015 when he finished one shot out of that playoff that we referred to earlier. Other than that, however, there've been no top 20 finishes. Day's having a good season in 2018. He's playing very well. He's had a couple of wins, but his form of late has just dropped off a little bit. So he'll probably need to find a way to get back to that form that he was in earlier in the year, for him to be a real chance of winning the Open Championship for the first occasion. So that's the Open Championship. My selections: Brooks Koepka, Alex Norén, Ricky Fowler, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, and Mark Leishman. Good luck there, and I'm sure all the eyes of the golfing world will be on Carnoustie coming Thursday. The Barbasol Championship is the event on the PGA Tour. It's at a new venue this year, so once again we're struggling to get disclosed form on this golf course, and we really have to rely on the players that are playing okay at the moment. And in that regard, we can probably look to the likes of Brian Gay, who's at $21. He's had several good finishes of late. He was 20th in Washington. Sorry, he was 8th in Washington at the Quicken Loans tournament. He was 20th at the US Open. He was 12th in Memphis. He was 3rd in this event last year, albeit at a different venue. I think Brian Gay, who's probably one of the more leading ranked players in this field, given that most of the world's best players are across the Atlantic, at $21, he's probably a reasonable value, I think, for a guy that I think does have a very good chance. Chris Kirk has been a four-time winner on the PGA Tour. There's been some promising finishes of late against better fields than he'll face this week, admittedly. It's been more than 3 years since his last win, Chris Kirk, but his form of late, as I said, has been okay, and he is a winner. He knows how to win on the PGA Tour. Johnson Wagner has made seven of his last eight cuts on the PGA Tour. He was 16th last week. He was 13th at the Wells Fargo tournament. He's at $31, Johnson Wagner. He was in the mix last week for a while. I think he was leading there at one stage during the tournament before finishing 16th. So against this weaker field, he has to be a consideration. And Joel Dahman just seems to have found a rich vein of form over the last few weeks. He was second last week, admittedly a long way behind Michael Kim, but so were the rest of the field. He was fifth at Greenbrier as well the week prior to that. He's yet to win on the PGA Tour, but he appears to be getting used to golf at this level after playing in Canada on less and on lesser tours prior to that. So those are the players. I think one other that I will throw in there is Wesley Bryan, who missed the cut last week, but prior to that he had a series of solid or reasonable finishes on the PGA Tour, and he did win the Heritage last year, so he's got some pedigree as far as PGA Tour players are concerned. Of the Australians, Aaron Baddeley, Stuart Appleby, Cameron Percy, Robert Allenby, Stephen Bowditch, and Peter Lonnard gets a start, one of his very few starts on the PGA Tour after playing the Senior Players Championship on the Champions Tour last week, where he finished 23rd. A second round of 64 there was the best of the day. And that was only his second tournament in the last four months. So with a bit of continuity behind him and building ahead of next week's Senior Open Championship at St Andrews, Peter Lonnard might be some sort of a factor. So those are the players we'll be keeping an eye on this week. Chris Kirk, Brian Gay, Wesley Bryan, Johnson Wagner, and Joel Darman. And another player we'll be keeping an eye on this week, but not from a betting angle, but certainly from an interest point of view, will be the performance of the LPGA Tour player Brittany Lincecum, who gets to play a PGA Tour event for the very first time. She joins a list of LPGA Tour players that have tackled the PGA Tour previously. Without any real success in that regard, although Babe Dickerson-Zaharas did so back in the 30s, excuse me, back in the 40s and 50s. I think she played three PGA Tour events. She made the cut in all of them. But Annika Sorenstam, Susie Whaley, Michelle Wee, of course, played several events on the PGA Tour. None of them have made a cut, although although Michelle Wee did make a cut on the Japan Tour when she tackled an event there. So it'll be very interesting to see how Brittany Lincecum goes, because she is one of the longer hitters on the LPGA Tour. She comes off the back of a second place finish on the LPGA Tour last week, so she's in good form. And I suppose it'll be a bit of a litmus test. She is, as I said, a long hitter. She'll probably be still shorter than most of these guys, but that length that she does possess will give her, I guess, some chance of potentially making the cut. But if she does, it'll be an historic moment for her and an historic moment for the tournament. So good luck with your betting this week. Enjoy the Open Championship. I certainly know I will be. And good luck on the punt.